the first episode of Teaching for Purpose, a project of The Purpose Hub. This podcast is for purpose-curious educators who are looking for ideas to engage their students through purpose-driven learning. In each episode, we'll explore the research behind purpose learning, share practical ideas from the field, and offer inspiration for creating classrooms and school communities where students and teachers can thrive. You can find the transcript for this episode along with additional resources at thepurposehub.org. Today, we're going to focus on a topic that I've been asked about a lot recently, and that is, if we help our students develop purpose, will that make them more resilient learners? And there's a related question that I'm hearing a lot of. Can we improve teacher retention by providing them opportunities to revitalize and reconnect with their purpose for teaching? These are important questions, and what the research tells us so far, it's complicated. In this episode, we'll look at what the research says about the relationship between purpose and resilience, where the connections are clear, where they're more nuanced, and how these insights can shape the way we support students, teachers, and school communities. Then I'll share some practical advice for educators to bring more purpose to their teaching and improve students' academic resilience. Now, before we dive in, let's clarify what we mean by these words, purpose and resilience. Both words are used in a lot of different ways and describe human experiences that are very subjective. To put these ideas into practice in our schools, we're going to need to start with a shared understanding of what they mean. Let's start with purpose. It's a deeply personal concept, often tied to identity, values, and direction. I often think of purpose as a response to the question, why am I here in the world right now? What really matters to me? And how am I showing up in ways that align with and express what matters? In my research and work with schools, I use a specific definition that distinguishes purpose from ideas like meaning or goals. Purpose, in this context, is an intention to accomplish something that is both personally meaningful and that contributes positively to the world beyond the self. When we talk about young people developing purpose, we're looking at several capacities, and these might develop independently, but when integrated, they give shape to purpose. The first is, purpose requires self-awareness, and this is the ability to identify and develop one's values, interests, and strengths. Second, purpose requires a sense of social responsibility to recognize the roles that we can play in shaping the world that we are a part of. And third is agency, and this is the confidence and commitment to take purposeful action. So we'll dig into each of these in future episodes. And if you're curious to learn more now, you can visit us at thepurposehub.org to explore school-based approaches to purpose development. Today, though, our focus is on how purpose connects to resilience. Resilience, like purpose, is a word that gets used in a lot of ways. In psychology, it's typically defined as the capacity to adapt and thrive despite adversity. One of the leading researchers in this field, Anne Mastin, calls resilience ordinary magic. She describes it as the capacity of a dynamic developmental system to recover from disruption. So what does that mean? A dynamic system includes everything that shapes a young person's development, their family, their school, community, social and political forces, and even biology. So resilience isn't just an internal trait. It's not a personality feature or a matter of willpower. It's a product of the systems and relationships a young person is embedded in. And that's a critical point, because if we believe resilience is just an individual trait, we risk placing all the responsibility of being resilient on the child, even when they're facing overwhelming systemic barriers like poverty, trauma, racism, or even family instability. So yes, some people do manage to thrive in the face of adversity, but that doesn't mean we should make resilience a personal responsibility or a school improvement strategy on its own. Instead, I'm going to invite us to think differently. What if we looked at developing purpose, not just as an individual process, but as a way of transforming our school culture? What if we saw purpose as a condition that supports resilience, not just in students, but across the entire community? Let's come back to our core question. Does purpose make people more resilient? Now, you might already sense that there's a connection. Maybe you've seen it in your own life, that when someone has a strong why, they're more likely to push through hardship. Or maybe you've watched a student pour themselves into something meaningful, motivated not by a grade, but by something deeper. But as we'll see in the research, the connection between purpose and resilience is more complex, and it's more interesting than we might think. So let's start with what happens in the body. When we experience stress, our bodies release a hormone called cortisol, which helps us stay alert and responsive. It's part of our built-in survival system. But here's what's key. People with a strong sense of purpose return to baseline cortisol levels more quickly after a stressful event. In other words, purpose appears to buffer the body against a prolonged stress response. So yes, purposeful people may be more resilient, not just emotionally or mentally, but physiologically. They recover from the heightened stress response more quickly, allowing them more opportunity to focus and engage with life in a relaxed state. Purpose is also associated with how people cope with stress. In one study, highly purposeful young teens were more likely to experience negative life events, things like parent divorce, the death of a close friend, or family financial troubles. But those purposeful young teens were also more likely to find meaning in those experiences. Instead of shutting down or ruminating, they looked for opportunities to be proactive in making something good from the bad. One student we interviewed had experienced bullying in middle school and struggled with depression and suicidal thoughts as a result. And she found purpose by creating a social media account to support other teens going through similar experiences. So she took a proactive approach to coping by reframing her pain into something that she could do to help others. So there's evidence that purposeful young people cope with adversity in more proactive and more effective ways. In the mental health field, emotional difficulties such as depression and anxiety are sometimes treated through an approach that uses values and purpose, kind of like a compass, for finding your way out of those struggles. Therapists support their clients to be more resilient by developing their psychological flexibility, and that means the client becomes more adaptable to emotional difficulties by being more flexible in how they handle those difficulties. In therapy, they learn to make decisions based on their values and purpose rather than getting stuck in patterns of rumination or self-sabotage. Okay, so what about academic resilience? Do purposeful students persist more when their schoolwork gets hard or tedious? Are they grittier than other students? That's a question that our research team at the Stanford Center on Adolescence explored in collaboration with Angela Duckworth's lab at UPenn. Over 2 years, we surveyed and interviewed 8th and 9th graders to learn more about character development in early adolescence. And we were focusing on purpose and grit in particular, among a few other character strengths. Now, grit is typically defined as passion and perseverance for long-term goals. So it sounds really similar to purpose, and we did expect to find a strong connection, but we didn't. So even though both traits were positively correlated with other strengths like gratitude and compassion, purpose and grit themselves were not directly linked. Why is that? Well, our interviews gave us some clues. Purposeful students weren't always pushing themselves to pursue their purpose intentions the hard way. They weren't necessarily swimming upstream. Instead, we met young teens who were finding creative paths of least resistance to pursue what mattered to them. And why not? Teens today are overwhelmed by schoolwork and other demands on their time. There's no reason that purposeful engagement should add to the burden. Remember the student who created a support platform for other kids on social media? That wasn't a high-effort or time-intensive project, but it was deeply meaningful, and it reached others. Another teen we met aspired to design medical devices. He developed engineering skills by creating things with household objects after school. He was engaged in pursuing a purposeful goal for his life, just not by persevering at high-pressure, difficult tasks. Now, these students weren't the ones with the highest GPAs. In fact, for many purposeful young teens, school wasn't the primary space where they were pursuing their purpose because school didn't feel connected to what they cared about most. And the research backs this up. The link between purpose and GPA is mixed. It's not clear that young people with purpose are also the most academically motivated students. So, what makes the difference? It turns out that purpose does sometimes predict academic persistence, but only when students see a connection between their school learning and their purpose. Another research team followed a cohort of college students and found that those with altruistic purpose, that is, the desire to make a positive difference in the world, were more likely than others to stay in college after their first year. Similar results were found in a study of high school students, that those who believed school was preparing them to do something meaningful, to have a positive impact in the world, were more likely to persevere through boring or difficult school tasks. They didn't just show more effort, they also performed better and had higher GPAs than their peers. So another important finding in both of these studies is that it was not just any future aspirations that made students more resilient in their academic pursuits. It was specifically beyond the self purpose. So what does this mean for us as educators? It doesn't mean we need to tailor every assignment to every student's personal passion. but it does mean that students are more likely to engage deeply and persist through difficulty when they see how their learning connects to who they want to become and how they can contribute to the world beyond themselves. And that's where the power of purpose comes in. And that's where we as educators have an incredible opportunity to create space at school for students to explore purpose, reflect on what matters to them, and begin to see how school can be part of that journey. By creating a culture of purpose in our schools, we can provide the conditions for students to be more resilient. Okay, so we've moved beyond some of the initial assumptions about purpose and resilience. Let's dig further now to explore deeper into some possible explanations for the connection. First, purpose gives us meaningful connection to people, to communities, to the world beyond ourselves. Purposeful people are engaged in efforts to contribute by helping others or by being part of a creative community or a social cause, and that effort connects them to a social network. In that network, they're not just acting on their own, they're valued, and they're more likely to receive support and encouragement in return. When adversity hits, that connectedness can be a powerful buffer. It gives young people a support system to lean on. Also, people with beyond the self intentions have a sense of responsibility to others and feel that they matter. That sense of mattering gives more significance to their efforts, and that significance to others can be highly motivating. Second, as we heard earlier, purposeful people are better able to manage their body's reaction to stress and recover from stressful experiences more quickly. When the stress response system isn't constantly in overdrive, young people are better positioned to think clearly, regulate emotions, and make constructive choices to overcome challenges. Third, purpose is linked to the use of more effective coping strategies. Purposeful people are more likely to use positive reframing to see hardships as opportunities to grow and create meaning. Purpose is also closely linked with hope and optimism, and those are key drivers of proactive coping. When students have a meaningful vision for their future and believe they can succeed, they're more likely to take action even in the face of setbacks. Finally, purposeful young people are more often connected to purpose-supportive environments, families, classrooms, schools, or communities that recognize and nurture their agency. These are the places where adults make space for reflection, ask open questions, listen deeply, and make space for meaningful action. When young people have access to adults who believe in them, model purpose, and encourage their purposeful exploration, they are living in a resilient system. So yes, there's growing evidence that purpose and resilience are connected. But it's not just because some students are more motivated to persevere than others. It's because purpose weaves young people into meaningful relationships and into systems of support that help them withstand, adapt to, and even grow from adversity. How do we put this into practice? So let's begin with something simple but profound, your own purpose. When was the last time you gave yourself space to reflect on what truly matters to you? Or what kind of person you want to be, or how your work in education connects with a deeper why. Teachers are often so focused on students' needs or school priorities or daily demands that you might forget to center your own fulfillment. But your resilience, your motivation, even your joy in the classroom are all strengthened when you feel connected to purpose. You might not find purpose in teaching itself, and that's okay. Maybe you care deeply about nurturing student growth. Or maybe your why for teaching is to contribute to creating a more equitable or compassionate society. Maybe it's sharing a deep love for something that you're passionate about, hoping to spark curiosity or courage in the next generation. When your teaching becomes an expression of who you want to be in the world, it's more sustainable, it's more joyful, and it's more powerful. So whatever purpose looks like to you, the key is this. Your work with students can be an expression of who you want to be in the world. When your actions in the classroom reflect your values and commitments, they become more sustainable and more powerful. Now, imagine what happens if purpose wasn't just an individual compass, but a collective one. What if your school started the year not just with goals and mandates, but with a shared conversation about why you do this work, about what kind of learning community you want to create together? Purpose can be contagious. When educators reconnect with what fuels them and share that with one another, it creates the conditions for a school culture rooted in meaning, motivation, and belonging. And that kind of culture isn't just good for teachers. It's transformative for students. Because when young people walk into a school where the adults are purposeful and connected, they're more likely to believe that their own lives can be purposeful too. So as you think about building resilience in your students, don't forget yourself. Start by giving yourself some time to reflect on your deep why. Let it guide how you show up in the classroom, and let it ripple out Because purpose, especially when shared, has the power to shape not just individual lives, but entire communities. You can find the transcript to this podcast, along with additional prompts, a purpose reflection guide for teachers, and additional reading on purpose and resilience at thepurposehub.org.